Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Jonathan Thiede.
Welcome to 5 Good Minutes, where this week we are talking about Mark chapter 11. In this chapter, we find Jesus approaching Jerusalem, where he interacts with both friends and enemies. I think weight loss is a really interesting thing, because I think it doesn't happen unless you really believe it's going to happen. I don't think anyone goes into a weight loss plan thinking, okay, I might as well start it and hope something happens. No, if anything, we start weight loss plans really gung-ho and then we give up halfway through. But I think when it comes to anything that we set out to do, any sort of plan that we put in place, our work is only as strong as our belief that it's going to happen. No one works out or exercises or does all the right things and changes all their diet just out of hope. They do it because they believe the science that if they do these things, then the weight will come off. Our work is only as strong as our belief. It's only when we believe that these things are possible that we will work to do them. I think that's something we see what Jesus teaches about prayer today in our passage. We're once again in Mark 11, and today we're in verses 19 through 25. God's word says, "When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered.' 'Have faith in God,' Jesus answered. 'Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." As we've done the past few days, let's get into the what, where we see what happened in the passage, the why, where we hear an interpretation, and the takeaway, where we hear an application. Starting with the what has happened in this passage? Really, we see two things. The first is that Peter points out the fig tree, and it's worth noting that he is surprised that the fig tree has withered. Jesus, to remind you, he has pointed out the fig tree and he has cursed the fig tree because it has not produced figs. And Peter is surprised that this has actually happened. This supernatural miracle has taken place. The second thing that's happened is that Jesus tells his disciples that their work is tied to their faith in God. Now let's talk about the why. The why is simply that we are like Peter. We are often surprised when the supernatural happens. How many of us have prayed for something just sort of hopefully, but haven't really prayed in great faith? And God has honored what small faith that we have, and he has done something amazing through it. We are surprised when the supernatural happens. But if we're honest, sometimes we pray just for show. We pray because we feel like we should be praying, but we don't pray expectantly. And this is the kind of attitude that Jesus is rebuking. When we pray, we don't want to be like the Pharisees who were heard for their many words, who prayed just because of the show. But we want to be like his disciples, who go to God in prayer when we need something, who view God as our Father. And we ask our Father for something, we trust in him and trust that if he says yes, that it will happen. And the final thing we see is that prayer is ultimately an extension of our relationship with God. And so a few takeaways, a few application questions as we go through our day. The first is it possible the things that you desire are not happening because you haven't asked for them? Is it possible that there are things that you want that God desires to give to you, but you don't believe that they're possible, and so you don't pray for them? I'd encourage you to pray for those things right now. Second question is, are you praying just for show? Maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum. Maybe you pray all the time, but if you're honest, you have more of a Pharisaical attitude. You think that if you pray more, that God will love you more. Are you praying just for show, or are you praying to be with God? And then thirdly and finally, do you need to forgive someone today? Verse 25, Jesus says, "If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father may forgive you your sins." Certainly, Prayer is an extension of our relationship with God, and when we hold things against people, we cannot expect that relationship with God to be healthy. We must forgive as God has forgiven us. Because God invites our prayers and delights to hear us, let's pray to Him today, expecting God to do the work.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.